Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest on today's show is here to give us our monthly library update. Welcome, Grants and Marketing Coordinator Kate Inge. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. So what's going on over at the library?
Well, what's going on is we're getting ready for summer reading. And right now, I think those of you listening who have kids who you might have tried to take into story time or toddler time, notice that it's currently on break. And that's because our youth services folks are going into the schools to get everybody hyped up about summer reading that's going to start as soon as school lets out. It's like that Saturday is all hands on deck. Time to start the fun.
Okay. And what does that mean for kids or our listeners right now if they want to come to the library and get some summer reading ideas?
So I think starting the week that school gets out, we'll put out our games. I think it's going to be the same as previous years where kids who read get to turn in some forms to us and they get to pick out a free book. And then in addition to that, we're going to have events like all through the summer, starting with Saturday, May 25th, we're going to have Louis Fox, who is a comedian and a magician, is going to come and do our summer reading kickoff. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds like fun. And which library will that be at?
That'll be the Valley Library.
Okay, that's May 25th. What else is going on?
They have a family night. Every month we have a family night, and this next one is going to be at the Douglas Library, May 16th, and it's going to be Kids Rock, and it's going to be with the Nagoon Berries Band and Nagoon Berries music, and they're going to be playing some songs, some pop songs.
Comedians, musicians,
yes.
The library is diverse,
yeah,
and branching out. This is great. What else is going on?
I think that's it so far for the kids, because we'll have more events going on in June and July. In July, we're especially excited. The author Jacqueline Woodson is coming, and so I'll have more about that to talk about next time. But I just want everybody to get ready, because she's a pretty prolific author. She's written kids' books up to adult books. She's gotten awards, lots of buzz, and we're very excited that she's coming.
Will that be a kind of a ticketed thing or something that people just want to get there early to get
good seats?
Probably
get there early, yeah.
Where's the best place, Kate Inge, to see all of these events that are going on?
On our website. Our website will have our calendar, which you can specifically limit to just library events. So you can just have a list of everything that's happening. You can also ask us at the desk. We'll print off a copy for you if you want. Or you can always look at our Facebook, which will have all the upcoming events.
You know, before we got started, I forgot you and Shelley always talk about what you're reading.
Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot. What are you reading right now, Kate?
So right now I'm reading the new mystery by J.A. Jantz called The A-List. And she's one of those authors that's been writing, I think, since the 80s and 90s. She has four different series usually going at one time, tons of books in all of them. And it's always very interesting, because a lot of times those authors that have been writing who are very famous and popular and who have been writing for a while, their books sometimes get kind of stale, kind of samey, that kind of like repeat. And she's one that's always just kind of changing it up a little bit. So her books are always evolving, which is interesting.
Great. And what's something else do you like, the A-List? What's something you've noticed in that book that's keeping you turning pages?
It's gone back in time. Usually all the books are like, here's what's happening, here's the mystery, and it kind of progresses over days or months. And this one has gone over a span of like 20 or so years. So she starts off and then goes back in time and then kind of moves forward. And so everything's going to kind of culminate with the main character, but you're just kind of turning the pages to see how they get there.
Got it. That's A-List by who?
J.A. Jantz.
Got it. And do you still at the library have a place where we can see staff recommendations for reading stuff?
Yeah, we do. We do still have them by our checkout counters, kind of like with the new books.
I think that would be a great place to get some summer reading recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Kate Inge, it's always nice speaking with you. Is there anything else we're missing?
Yeah, I want to also mention that May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and one of our outreach librarians is doing a mental health series, which starts this Thursday, May 9th. It's going to be there's three different programs. They're all going to be centered around different self-care activities that you can do to help with your mental health. And the first one is going to be mindfulness. So it's mindfulness for wellness downtown this Thursday.
Okay. And did I see something about foraging and coding? Oh,
yes. Okay. So we do have next week we have a foraging. Next Tuesday, I think we have a foraging with Corinne, whose name I can't remember. I'm so sorry if she's listening. I'm so sorry. I forget her last name. But she's coming to do – she wrote a book. It's been published. You can probably get it at her site and at the library. And she's going to be doing a foraging program with us next week.
Okay.
And then coding is always the fourth Thursday of the month, unless it's Thanksgiving, unless it's November. So we have a coding class. Beginners are welcome. You don't need to have any experience. Just stop on by and learn to code.
Summer readings, live music, comedy, toddler time, Jacqueline Woodson, mental health awareness series, foraging, coding.
And coding, yeah.
You know, that's the Juneau Public Libraries for you.
Yeah, something for everybody.
And remind us again where we can see all of this.
You can go online to juneau.org/library and look at our online calendar, or you can find us on Facebook.
All right, Kate Enge, Grantson Marketing Coordinator at the library. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, I don't think so. I think that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you.